You know, this week I'm going to begin with a couple of very interesting stories. First of them, it's about an operator who was hired by her county's emergency dispatcher service who apparently isn't qualified. Apparently, I don't know where it is, but this operator's a 911 dispatcher, someone who's entrusted by the public when they dial for help if they have a medical emergency or if they have an emergency where they need the police to help them through the ordeal. Well, apparently, this 911 operator has hung up on thousands of calls, including one that resulted in a fatality from an armed robbery, and also one where the medical emergency, the person became unconscious. They hung up. "Oh, I don't have time for this," they're quoted as saying sometimes. Hey, when you went through the job interview process, wasn't one of the things supposedly based on service? You know, your ability to help people? If you say, "Oh, I don't have time for this," what are you doing being a 911 operator? People entrust you with their lives. If you can't do it, don't bother applying. Well, you know what? Looks about she's about to go to the who's gal for not hanging up on people. You know, it sometimes is good to hang up on people, especially if you got those robocalls, but it's not good to hang up on people when they entrust you with their lives. You know what? Good riddance. You're headed to the who's gal, buddy. And secondly, I want to talk about the Australian tennis star. Apparently, he didn't give any effort this past weekend into his match. I mean, he pretty much literally tanked it. When you serve, serve it at full throttle like Leighton Hewitt or whoever it is that serves at like 140 miles per hour does. And when there's a volley, hey, give the effort, much like the Miners tennis team does. And you know what? The longtime tennis coach was voted into the Miners Academy Athletics Hall of Fame. Well, you know what? At least Miners gives the effort. You are supposedly one of the top tennis pros in the world. Well, how about you show the effort? Well, you know what? It's cost him the rest of the season. He's been suspended 8 weeks. And you know what? He's got to go to a sports psychologist or whatever to get his mojo back. Well, you know what? I want to see mojo out of you. You got to give the effort. I mean, what happened? You just are like, forget it. You serve the ball, forget it, when there's a volley. And you half-heartedly serve the ball. Get with it, buddy. People like to watch you play tennis. Don't give the thing like, forget it, you know? Well, you know what? It's cost you the rest of the season, buddy. Well, let's go from that sports story to some good sports stories. How about the Orange? I mean, they say this Dino Babers needed a statement win for his season or a statement win to get the Orange going. Looks like he did. A brilliant 31-17 win over the Hokies on Saturday. You know what? A win like this could help jumpstart a program or jumpstart your coaching tenure. They say coaches, when they come on, need a statement win. I think Dino Babers may have just got it. And you know what? For bowl projections on ESPN, Syracuse is starting to get up there. Heck, both of the prognosticators think Syracuse could maybe get into a bowl. One has them going to the bowl game there in St. Petersburg, Florida. The other one has them going to the bowl game there in Detroit. Of course, it'd be easier for Syracuse fans to get to Detroit to the bowl game. But let's not get ahead of ourselves, shall we? It's going to be a difficult road to hoe the rest of the season. Florida State and Clemson are upcoming, and I don't think Syracuse can take care of them, no matter how hard they play. The other three games, Syracuse has a chance if they play like they did on Saturday. You know what? Dino Babers has succeeded in the first year whenever he's come on. Well, let's see what happens. This could be a win to jumpstart them, and you know, let's see what happens. And also another great sports story. How about Buffalo taking down the traitor and San Francisco? Yes, Colin Kaepernick in San Francisco came to New Era Field. I keep wanting to say Ralph Wilson Stadium. Oh, well, that's what happens when you used to say in the other. And Kaepernick again decided to kneel during the national anthem. Well, you know what I did? I took off my hat, stood at attention, even in the SMS parking lot. Take a lesson, Kaepernick, and also get a haircut while you're at it. But you showed, hey, San Francisco's got a long way to go, and Buffalo is riding high, especially with LeSean McCoy at running back. A wonderful 45-16 victory by the Bills. Good job, guys. And we got the fish up coming this Sunday. Keep it going. And of course, it's playoff time now in Section 5 for both football and for soccer. But of course, Miners again didn't qualify for the regular Section 5 tournament. They're in the Connors and Ferris Bowls again. And of course, it's a home game on Thursday night playing Dansville. Let's make that long journey there that they got to come up from Southern Livingston County. One that they say, hey, you don't come to Brock Field. Dansville, be ready for a somewhat surgent Blue Devil team after they crushed Dundee on homecoming night, 34-6. But, I mean, look at the soccer teams. Twice, they got to play Attica. And, I mean, both the boys and the girls. And they don't come all the way here to Seneca Falls. They got to meet halfway. I think the girls have to play at Honeyoy Falls Lima. I think the boys have to play at Livonia High School. Interesting. Well, I mean, I'm going to go from that to a wonderful local story to close out my ranting. And it isn't ranting, actually. Brendan and Nicole Flynn met under very difficult circumstances years ago. Both of them suffered traumatic brain injuries. Both of them are regular parishioners at St. Patrick's and at St. Mary's, the two local Catholic churches. And last week on the Eternal Word television network, they shared their story of coming through those difficult circumstances, of how their faith has really made them into a great couple. And I will tell you, having met and talked with them many times, they are a great couple. They have two wonderful children, including a daughter who last year I thought was kind of a pirate because she had an eye patch. Thing is, I think she must have had an eye infection or something, but she's doing better. And I mean, their story is a terrific one. People ought to meet this wonderful couple. Both of them are motivational speakers. And their story was on the network last week, but in case you missed it, go on the Facebook page for St. Francis and St. Clair Parish, which is what St. Pat's and St. Mary's is, and watch it. It is a terrific special. I think you'll enjoy it. But I got one word to say to Brandon and Nicole. You think you can keep your daughter in the pew sometimes? Oh, well, to each his own. But that's my rants for this week. I'm Ken Haas, and I'm sticking to my stories.